Many years ago, I was given tickets to go to the symphony. It was a kind of novel experience for me. And I was given seats that had a great view of the orchestra pit. And so the first half of the concert, I was fascinated by what I was seeing in the orchestra, how people were playing their instruments, the movement of the violin bows, and how they all were working together. And I found myself just thinking and analyzing and searching and questioning what was going on with the orchestra and not listening to any of the music. And at the intermission, I thought, this is a nice expensive gift, and what a special thing. And I wasn't exactly lost in my thoughts, but I was just thinking and commenting, lots of commentary about what I was seeing. So then, at the end of the intermission, I decided to do something about it. So I closed my eyes so I wouldn't have to see the orchestra. And then I could listen to the music. And then I could take in the music without so much commentary. And luckily, I don't know much about music, so I couldn't, I didn't have the vocabulary even that they have thoughts about the music. So I just took it in with my body, took it in with my ears, and just let the music reverberate and show itself in my senses as it was. And then after, I don't know how long, halfway through the second half, I was settled, I was calm, I was present, and I didn't have so much momentum and energy to think so much and spin away into my stories. And so then I could open my eyes and watch and listen at the same time without wandering off. So here we are at the beginning of the retreat, and chances are a fair number of you will have minds which are active, busy, and spinning off, and you'll be lucky if it's just commentary about the present moment. No, but rather, probably it's commentary about things in other times and other places. And it's normal, completely normal, to have a lot of momentum in our concerns, our thoughts, what's going on for us, and to carry that with us into the retreat at the beginning, have it keep going. But here, we don't want to be enemies to our thoughts or be troubled by the fact that we're thinking a lot. We want to have a lot of respect and compassion and care for just this human life of ours and the way that it shows itself, all the emotions and feelings that we have. But it is possible to do the equivalent of maybe closing your eyes at the concert and kind of allow the commentary, the stories, the ideas, the memories, and the plans to start receding from the center of your attention. To understand that we're not negotiating or solving our life through the thoughts that we have. And you might have thoughts, as the day goes along today, you might have thoughts about what's happening here for you, commentary about judging or analyzing or conclusions about what this means, how it's going. And, it's to do the equivalent of, your eyes maybe are already closed, but to do the equivalent of closing your eyes internally. So you don't have to listen or be so involved in the commentary and the judgments and the ideas, but listen more deeply. Kind of listen or take in or experience your life in a deeper, more embodied place, some deeper place inside than the place that where you think about things, where you have images about things. And when you are thinking about things, and there's no need to make that a problem, but just notice that and see if you can gently do the equivalent of closing your eyes internally so you're not so focused on that anymore. You don't see that as the important thing to do. Maybe let go of it, or maybe let it kind of recede into the background. And in the foreground, see what the quiet, kind of a quiet, deeper knowing can have space to show itself to you here. Something deeper than what you can think. A deeper knowing, perception, awareness, feeling of being. So at the beginning of a sitting, it's good to take kind of an alert posture. You're all sitting well, but maybe a little more emphasis, ever so slight, on an alert spine. So there's a sense of maybe a little bit more vitality in the vertebrae. Maybe have your attention travel up from the base of the spine up to the neck, making ever so small adjustments. So it feels like between each vertebrae there's more balance, vitality, space. Especially between the shoulder blades, maybe ever so slightly, kind of letting the vertebrae between your shoulder blades straighten out or be pulled in a little bit. So ever so lightly the chest gets pushed out a little bit, more open. And then it's useful to kind of really connect to yourself and to this present moment experience, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths at the beginning of a sitting. The deep inhalation, feeling the expanding chest, rib cage, front and back rib cage, the shoulders lifting, kind of like a massage from the inside. And then the exhale, a time to settle in, relax, soften. Breathing in deeply, and then softening, relaxing. Not relaxing the alert spine, keeping that straight, strong. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And scanning through your body to see if there's any obvious places of holding that you could relax. Maybe softening around the face, the eyes, the jaws. Softening around the shoulders and the shoulder blades. Maybe as you exhale, letting the shoulders yield to gravity. Maybe as you exhale, to have a softening in your heart, in your chest. And it can be helpful to soften the belly. Even letting the belly hang forward and maybe also let the gravity, let the whole belly area kind of settle downwards. And as a way of beginning to settle into the present moment more, helping the mind kind of begin to let go of other concerns and other times and places, it can be useful to tune into the rhythm of your breathing. There's something about things which are rhythmic in the present moment, like the breathing, that can support the mind riding the rhythm, hanging in there with the rhythm, help you begin to disengage from other things, thoughts. And whatever rhythm of your breathing you have is fine. The idea is simply to know it. It's in the knowing and the awareness of it that the practice unfolds. And then see if you can become aware of where in your body that experience of breathing is most pronounced or most appealing to pay attention to. How is it your body experiences the rhythm of breathing? Is there movements in the chest and the ribcage, expansion and contraction? Is there movement in the diaphragm or the belly? Does the belly rise and then fall as you breathe? Are you aware of the sensations in your nostrils as you breathe? The sensation of the air going in and out? The air going in might feel a little different than the air going out. Sometimes the inhalation feels coolness, the exhalation more as a warmth, the inhalation more as a sharp sensation of air, the exhalation is softer sensation. Maybe you feel the whole body somehow, the breath body breathing in and out, a wide experience of the movement and sensations of the body breathing. And the idea is to stay simple and begin to center yourself on the experience of breathing. If settling into the present moment with breathing in and breathing out. When you find yourself thinking, it's okay. Maybe you can let go and come back to your breathing. Or maybe there can be a movement like closing your eyes at the symphony. Some inner movement of quieting. Not just for the sake of quieting, but quieting so you can feel and sense more fully what breath is like. Kind of like letting it register, like you're letting music register in your body. Receive a receptiveness to how the body experiences breathing. A receptiveness that allows the experience of breathing to affect you to change you, to settle you, to focus you. Just breathing here. And if there are strong thoughts or feelings that persist, maybe you can imagine that the breathing, experience of breathing, is at this very center. And your job is to just stay there at the center. And whatever else is going on can just be for now in the periphery. It's not something you need to be involved in. And whenever you lose your breathing, begin again. Trust your breathing. Come back and trust the experience, just breathing. And finally, if some people find it helpful to ever so gently say in on the in-breath, out on the out-breath, just so to encourage you to stay there. Have some continuity. Hang in there with breathing in and out as if you're hanging in there with some intimate part of yourself. Some part of yourself maybe that is so valuable to tune into and stay with. Breathing in and breathing out. When you've noticed the mind is lost in thought, no need to judge that or be reactive to that. But do notice that, maybe with a silent mind. Feel what that's like. No need to evaluate or think about thinking. But just kind of notice what that is like. And then take that noticing and begin again with your breathing. Being attentive to the breath in a way that is both soft, relaxed, but also committed. Certain determined firmness or dedication to hang in there with a series of breaths in a row, receptive to the rhythm of breathing. So then as you come to the end of the sitting, there is an art to how to end the sitting when you hear the bell. Rather than kind of just hearing the bell and just letting go completely of the practice, just kind of you come to the end, the finish line, and just stop. Hear the bell as a time to connect more deeply to your body, to yourself, for a few moments, and take a few deep breaths. And then when you're ready to open your eyes, open them mindfully. And having a transition like that where you stay present for yourself as you open your eyes can make it a little easier to have some continuity or momentum from the sitting into the period, the time after the sitting. So if you were to do some vigorous exercise, maybe go for a long run, when you stop running and you feel you're catching your breath, you're breathing deeply and if you run really hard and fast, for the next couple of minutes, maybe after the run, mostly what you're focusing on is catching your breath. And you don't expect, people don't expect that they finish the exercise and stop running and boom, they're going to be completely back to their usual breathing and their normal way. There's momentum and kind of set in motion where you have to kind of settle back, relax, catch your breath, and breath slowly calms down again and come back to normal. It takes a while for that to happen. So the same thing when you come on retreat, there's momentum from the way you've been living your life and the thoughts and concerns you have, the feelings, emotions you have. And it's not reasonable to expect that you come on retreat and just, you know, push the off button, mute button or something, and all the momentum just stops. That part of the process of coming on retreat is to let that momentum begin to dissipate and calm down. And it will by itself. If you spent these days in silence without any meditation at all, all kinds of things would probably settle away over the time, just being here and being relaxed. I say that because you want to allow that and appreciate that that's part of the process. It's easy to have a lot of thoughts and a lot of feelings and be upset that, you know, I only got to half a breath before my mind got swept away and something's terribly wrong with me and I'm not doing this right. Nothing's wrong with you. It's just the momentum is there. It keeps pulling you away. And trust the process. You keep coming back. Whenever you can, start again. Whenever you can, start again. But trusting the process that being here and doing this, things will settle by themselves. And you don't have to be kind of in charge and as much. Your charge is to keep coming back, but things will settle. The analogy that we like to use is that of letting the water in the in a muddy pond just settle by itself. You know, the pond's been stirred up, and the mud is stirred up in the water. And if you want the water to become clear, you leave the pond alone, and with time, it'll just settle and become clear again. But you don't take a stick, kind of say, "How's it doing in there?" you know, how you take your stick and start, hitting the little mud particles. Just get down there, you know, get back to the bottom. You know, that just stirs it up even more, and just stays stirred up. So it's part of this. It's very important to kind of not just keep stirring the water of your mind, of your heart. It's okay that you are the way you are, but open up. Be mindful of it. Don't, you know, nothing's wrong. Let the momentum settle on its own to some degree. But whenever you can, let go of your thoughts. And it could be that, and the breath, the breathing, is often considered a very useful place to, especially the first day or two of a retreat, to kind of just come back to that. Keep it really simple. Just be close to your breathing. Come back as often as you can. For many people, that works well. If there are strong thoughts or strong concerns or strong feelings that come on, it's very easy to kind of get pulled into those, and the authority that they're so important pulls us into them. But if these things are not going to let go of easily, then stay with the breath. Let the breathing be the center, and perhaps breathe with those thoughts, breathe with those feelings, those sensations in your body, or breathe through them. So that you're really, most of you are staying centered on the breathing. And you're not giving a lot of fuel of attention to your emotions and thoughts. You know, that's not where you're living. You're living with the breath. And kind of let the breathing kind of incorporate or be part of it. So you're not resisting or pushing away what doesn't want to go. But you're also not in its force field or its gravitational pull. You're in the gravitational pull of your breath. That's where you want to stay. So now you've been here at IRC for some 15 hours or something, 16 hours overnight. Do you have any questions about being here that would support you and help you kind of be more settled? Anything you'd like to know? Things seem okay. And so a few things. So in a few moments, John will give instructions on walking meditation for all of us. And then we come back at 10:15 for another sit. At 11 o'clock, we have a second walking period. And during that time, those of you who'd like to stay can stay in the hall, and I'll offer instructions for posture. And as I said last night, if you've never had that instructions in meditation posture, or if you're, it's really good to get it once, and so you might want to stay for that. And that's both for posture for sitting in a chair and also sitting on the floor. And if you have a work meditation during that time, it's fine for you to miss it, but it's probably nice just to go check in with the kitchen and just tell them that's the case, so they know you're not going to come. So that you're all on the same page with that. And then this evening at 7:15, there's a walking period, the first walking period after supper. Those of you who are new or newish to these kinds of retreats, you're welcome to stay in the hall here. And we'll have a little period of checking in with you and answering your questions, and you can report a little how it's going, and so a little extra support here the first day. So if you find the things come up that you're concerned with or questioning or wondering about or challenged with this first day, you can look forward to the fact that we'll meet you and have a chance to talk about it a little bit. And we'll announce that later as well when that is. Okay, so John.